At the Bayer Crop Science Ag Issues Forum, I am visiting with Nicola Vanderbroek. I'm close, I know. You are Global Chief Operating Officer and one of the folks that welcomed us here to the forum today. What kind of takeaway message would you like us to have leaving here?
I think I'll probably summarize what I mentioned in my opening statements, and those are global trends which are very relevant for the U.S. environment too. Global trends with the increasing population, higher affordable income, dietary shifts, competition between food, feed, fiber, and fuel. On one hand, and on the other hand, our inability to add much farmland to it translate in our need to increase productivity, both on quantity and on quality. I firmly believe we can only increase productivity through innovation, and then not only, I would say, on the productivity itself, but also in a sustainable way so that we can do this not only today, but also tomorrow, the day after tomorrow. And that's why I believe this innovation centered around the grower, who is the user of this innovation, but keeping in mind what his customers want, whether they're processors or retailers, and translate that back to the needs. I think that's basically been our message. I say that's relevant for the U.S. also, and I've gotten a few questions from that and in the interviews also, is that many are interested to see what that would mean for U.S. agriculture. And I demonstrated some of the trade flows internationally, which basically come down to the message that the Americas will feed the world, mm-hmm. and that therefore not only the U.S. domestic market is very important for agriculture growers, but actually the world market.
As you work on innovation and products to provide solutions to some of the issues we face. I mean, you mentioned the word sustainability there. Certainly food supply has been a topic here. How or in what ways has that changed Bayer Crop Science, or how has Bayer Crop Science changed to meet these needs?
We spend quite a bit of money researching and developing and manufacturing this innovation, so to say. We'd like it to be used properly in a responsible manner, so that's why we emphasize not only the products but also the services and the stewardship of these products. The sustainability elements comes in several ways. I can give you one or two examples. For example, wheat resistance management is one. With the occurrence of more glyphosate-tolerant crops, we constantly stress the need in our messaging, which is called Respect the Rotation, to use not only crop rotation, but also herbicide mode of action rotation and herbicide tolerant trait rotation. For example, Liberty Link is part of such a solution. I can give another example. We're promoting products that not only combat the fungal diseases, but actually have a plant health promoter element. I gave the example today of Luna, which is a fungicide in fruit and vegetables. It actually extends shelf life and storability, thereby reducing waste downstream, which is a sustainability issue. Stratego Yield, a fungicide on corn and soybean, which not only fights the fungus, but also has an improved effect on yield and harvestability. So there are several of those elements.
How important is what you're doing, let me ask you this way, how important is it for the message about what you're doing to the consumers of food products that these farmers are producing, do you think? I mean, do you think there is a lack of or a need for more understanding and awareness on the part of the consuming public?
It would be nice if consumers had a better understanding of how their food was produced and how much care was taken to produce it. 3 or 4 weeks ago, I visited the Fruit Logistica, which is a very large fresh produce chain event in Europe. And I spoke with a gentleman who is responsible at a large retail chain for sustainability. And he publicly said, our customers, our consumers don't need residues. We don't need residues. But we fully understand that you cannot produce in a sustainable way enough food to feed the world without the use of crop protection chemicals. So we understand it. We'll translate this implicit need from the customers to you, And we want to make sure that you and others do this in a responsible manner, which explains, for example, our stewardship programs. So I think, I'm not sure whether it's our duty to, we have nothing to hide. We'll be happy to educate the consumer. And anyone, I think, who takes an interest in how growers, but also input providers like us, support this, will be more than happy to explain that.
Well, I think there's a growing amount of work being done. Some organizations, even within the ag sector here in the United States, who are working to try to foster that better understanding. Yeah. Thank you very much for having us here at the Bayer Crop Science Ag Issues Forum. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.